Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
Hey, what's going on, Glenn and Ellie?
Are you ready?
Hello, Glenn and Ellie, you little bitch.
Glenn and Ellie, it's just okay.
Just don't let things bother you too much.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, what up, Glenn and Ellie?
Whoa, sweet devil steak, did you see that?
Viva Glenn and Ellie show.
Let's get the show started. The show started. Show started.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1, and here we go.
You better fart or you will explode.
Sometimes I need a good reason to get out of bed. Got sleep in my eyes, clouds in my head. I need a shot of something to make my motor go. Yes, I do.
Wow, I suck. I failed.
Whoa, that is a giant gong.
Give me some Klein and Alley show.
I got a jug of jizz.
Give me some Klein and Alley show.
Flat crack. You could use a bit of a shot.
Getting your motor running with the Klein and Alley show. I said, get your motor running with the Klein and Alley show.
Go back to your farm.
It's Klein Alley Show. 106.7 KROQ FM and HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County.
The Sonic Pulse of Los Angeles.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
There's the excitement we're looking for on a Monday morning. How the hell goes it? We are Klein Alley Show. This is still K-Rock. I'm Klein. There's Alley.
Good morning.
That is DJ Omar Khan right there.
Why are you screaming?
I don't even know
You're
if I am.
You're talking so loud right now.
Are you guys messing with me? I woke up. I have no
idea. Why would I be messing with
Jesus.
You?
You guys are making fun of a handicapped man right now. I have woken up. I have no hearing at all. I'm completely deaf in one of my ears. Completely deaf.
Yeah, why, you dumbass?
I'm not going to go into the specifics as to why right now.
Okay.
But I did some things that I read about on TikTok.
Are your ears in oil?
My ears are in oil, actually. Don't listen to TikTok doctors because they recommend olive oil, and I put a lot of it in my ear, and it has only made things much worse.
Can't wait to get into this.
Listen, there's not much more to it other than the fact that I said to Allie last week, I said, I feel like I am like water falling wax out of my ear.
You said, I think I'm getting some wax building.
And Allie said, that's so hot. I've never been more turned on than I am right now.
You know, the ears have this natural mechanism where they will take care of themselves, and they need, you know, natural wax in them to actually function properly.
Yeah, but what's interesting is that I had this same problem.
Speak up, Allie.
I had the same problem.
Thank you.
I talked to you about this last week. You apparently didn't listen to me.
No, I tuned you out.
You just
quick.
Flush it out with water, don't you? What's the thing?
You know, if I've had this problem before. You go to a doctor, they flush everything out. And he said, okay, and then decided to go to TikTok and put a cup of olive oil in his ear. No. And now I have no sympathy for you.
Well, first of all, I didn't start with the olive oil. That was like my third attempt to try to fix the problem.
Are you sure you didn't, like, you know, just, you know, go in between videos and just some random recipe popped up?
It may have been a recipe.
Oh, your ear sounds delicious.
I do have cottage cheese and hot honey in there, too.
There
I should point
go.
That out.
Oh, watch out.
To be honest, what happened was I said to myself, middle of the day yesterday, I never took care of that wax issue. Brand new week ahead. I don't want to go in all waxy. We got the start of the dumb off. I want to be clean and ready to go. I want to hear every bit of Johnny and Vanessa struggling for answers in the dumb off. I grabbed some Q-tips, which I know they say don't do. But they always say don't do Q-tips in your ears, and no one listens. Because let's be honest.
No one can hear.
Right. No one can hear. So I grabbed some Q-tips. I see them. I don't search for them. When I see them, I think to myself, there's a Q-tip. I should jam that in my ear. Because I'm not.
So you don't clean your ears on a regular basis?
No.
Right.
Pits and slits, that's all I clean. Uh-huh. Nothing else in my body gets clean. If you're not a pit or a slit, I don't touch you.
Well, and they say this gets worse the more you wear headphones.
What?
And more people wear headphones now, so their earwax doesn't have the ability to get out of their
They'll
ears.
Drain.
And then earplugs at night can make it
the
worse,
whole thing.
Too.
So I see some Q-tips. I go, you know what? I should take care of that thing I yapped with Allie about last week. I grab it, I jam it in there. All of a sudden, I go, well, that sucks. Whatever I just did, I did exactly what they warned you about.
I pushed it
all the way in, blocking the complete ear canal, ear drum, whatever. So then I start going, all right, let me go to solve this problem once and for all. I go to TikTok, and I say, ways to clear wax out of my ear.
Why is that your first go-to?
I know. I would never, ever think to go there.
The first thing
Especially
I do
as a grown man.
Is I get a cup of...
That's a great point.
Yeah, you're not a 16-year-old girl.
Or Vanessa. Yeah, what's wrong with you,
I
man?
I said to myself, what would Vanessa do right now? She'd go to TikTok. So I went to TikTok, and they say, first thing said, get a lighter and heat up the area behind your ear with a lighter, and the wax will get... Well, why are you laughing at me?
How are you just going to put a lighter up to your...
Not right against.
I would have loved for you to try that first.
I did try
that
first.
Just to see half of your head singed off.
I tried that.
Did you burn all the thousands and millions of hair that's behind your ear?
I started to smell burning smell, and then I realized it wasn't doing anything. And then I looked at that video. It only had about 3 likes. And I said, this is a bad one to start with. So then I went to another one. It had a lot of
likes. That's how you determine medical accuracy is likes.
Yeah, likes. And the guy in a lab coat in the second one, he said, all you need to do to clear out your ear is get some olive oil. That's it. Simple. And the pharmacies don't want you to know about this because it's costing them millions of dollars.
Okay, and so a couple of drops of olive oil, or what you do here?
He said 2 drops. I said, I've got a lot of wax, so I'm going to fill up an entire thing with it. And I filled up an entire ear dropper with olive oil. So probably, I don't know, tablespoon maybe.
Oh, my God.
And I turned my ear over. And then I shoved it all the way in, and I let it all loose.
In both ears or just one?
Just in one. And then I read afterwards. I didn't watch the whole video. He said, you're not supposed to shove the thing into your ear because that's just going to push the wax further in. Mm-hmm. I thought I need to get the olive oil in deep for it to work its way out. So now I've got an ear full of wax and olive oil. That was my step. And then another video.
Now it's like creating some kind of super wax ball, I bet.
Now it said, I can't even hear out of this one at all, but now it said don't do the olive oil at all. What you need is hydrogen peroxide. But and I put that in there on top of the olive
oil. You're going to make a bomb.
Seriously.
I can't travel anymore.
You just have to put some C2 in there.
This morning I stopped at CVS and I got an actual eardrop thing. But when I put that in, but that I think just the main ingredient in that is oil again. And now I'm back to where I started.
Yeah, well, we got the text from you saying I'm going to be late this morning because I have to go to CVS. And I'm thinking, what can CVS do to help this problem? They can't. Well, you need to do what I told you at the beginning. It's just go somewhere and have them flush it out for you.
At this point, I'm not going to go to a doctor because I feel like I'm embarrassed as to what's going to come out of there. Because they're going to pull out an entire salad dressing out of my
ear. Then that's your fault that you're going to get, because you're going to be embarrassed, you're just going to keep going to TikTok, which you've already embarrassed yourself.
Hey, I got a lighter. You want to use it?
Oh, we can go back to plan one again, I guess.
Guys, I don't think we need to do the dumb off anymore.
Yeah, that's where you're wrong, Allie. That's where you're wrong. Round one, actually, is who can solve this ear problem.
I solved it from the beginning.
We'll get into your show and everything else we have in store for you after Foo Fighters. I think it's playing now. I don't know. Is it on? You guys hear it? Hey, Rock, Klein, Allie's show. Thanks for all the wonderful suggestions coming through on the text line right now to solve the problem we've started today's show with. But I'm sure it'll take care of itself, right? We don't need medical professionals.
I love that you say it's our problem.
What?
We are starting out with this problem.
Well, it's affecting us all.
It's a you problem.
It's a yeah, it's a me problem. You're right. Well, if you don't tell so many goddamn stories, I would have listened to the advice you gave
me
on Friday.
Blame me.
But
oil on your shirt?
Yes.
He's a mess.
I have oil dripping out of my ears. I look like one of those volcanoes you bring to school.
Jake walked in and called you gross. How do you feel?
Not good.
His headphones are just covered.
He takes them off and they're all wet.
In oil. Well, I've been putting so much stuff in there. Apparently, I have to give some sort of like an enema to my ear later or put it in a bidet or something. Fire water into it. None of that's work. I did it because I had a squirt gun outside and I tried that last night as well with a water gun.
Jeez.
Looked like I was trying to kill myself with a squirt gun.
Does your wife see all this happening and go, who have I married?
She was disappointed in me. Yeah, well, not more so than normal.
When you decided squirt gun.
But she did say to me, why did you do all that stuff? I told you none of this was going to work.
Right.
And she, after about the third or fourth thing, I said, I'll figure this out. She kept saying what you were saying. Just go to a doctor.
Yeah.
Just go to a doctor.
Right.
But that's what you women always say.
So now you're just going to not go because you want to be stubborn?
I'm like, no, I'm not going to not go because I want to be stubborn. I'm not going to go because I'm going to figure it out myself. I got about 10 good suggestions on the text line.
Yeah, I did the newspaper thing.
Yeah,
set a newspaper on fire?
The Mexican remedy for this was just rolled up newspaper and burn it. I don't know how that applies.
Scare it out.
I don't know how that applies to my ear. But
831 said you should cut your losses and buy a hearing aid.
I may have to do that.
That's good.
I see people in line at Costco.
You're going to get one of those cochlear implants.
One of those few things at Costco I've never bought, the hearing aid. Yes, hello. Hi, James. Good morning.
Hi, how are you doing?
What?
He's doing great.
I have a solution for your ears. I worked at it's called Erewhon, a marketplace, but they have, it's called beeswax. It's a big stick of wax, and you put it in your ear, and you put it sideways, and you light it on fire, and it sucks all the, everything out of your ear.
All right, I'll try that next. Anything that's not
normal. TikTok can't help me, Erewhon can.
I'm going to go to that guy, light some beeswax on fire.
More expensive than a doctor.
Yeah, totally.
I'm still doing it. It's a lot more fun. If you'd like Allie's money, you can call now and claim it, 800-520-1067. Keep in mind, if you're okay to take Allie's money, she is the three-time defending champion of the dumb-off. So you're taking money from someone that is scientifically proven as dumb on the show. Today, the dumb-off continues. It's round three, year three, annual tradition, as everyone's going back to school now to figure out who is officially the dumbest person on this show. And I know you're thinking, based on everything we've heard over the last 20 minutes, it's clearly Klein. But I haven't even been in the finals the last few years in the dumb-off.
Well, you run the quiz.
No,
so.
You get to... There's a day that I have to compete, and you write the questions.
Oh, that's right.
So,
I hate that day.
Right. So I competed like everyone else.
Because everyone bitches about the questions no matter what.
Right. So that'll be happening a little bit later this morning. The dumb-off, I believe, round one. Johnny is the defending champion. We'll be battling, I think it's Jake today, but we'll get into your dumb-off a little bit later this morning.
Hey, guys. 5 years longer here. I actually started listening after my wedding, and I started a job in a different town. I remember listening to K-Rock for my drives. 5 years now going strong. I don't even live in the air anymore, and I'm still listening to you guys. Super appreciate it. Just something that came to mind, and I'm starting to be negative, but does anyone else have these moments where they just say, Johnny, shut up? Johnny, just shut up.
All right. Thank you, sir, for the constant feedback. We appreciate that.
Aww.
5-year slogger, that guy. So I think we should listen to his words because he's put up with us for half a decade. If you'd like Allie's money, call now and claim it. 800-520-1067. That'll be after this quick break on K-Rock.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
If you're just joining us this morning, a couple of things we should probably tell you about that we have not told you about just yet before we get into a round of Allie Knows the News. And if you'd like to get in on that, phones are 800-520-1067. If you'd like to battle Allie for $100 of her money and bragging rights for life, here's what we have for you today. Tickets for you to go to Just Like Heaven. That's happening at Brookside, the Rose Bowl. That's a stacked lineup that includes The Strokes, LCD Sound System, Dayglow, and many, many others. And we will get you into that show coming up a little bit later this morning. We also will announce exactly what you need to know if you'd like to join us for our Endless Summer Kegger, unofficially known as the Klein Alley Show Clam Slam. We have those details coming up for you later this morning. We wanted to go ahead and see if on Friday, if we all got together and hung out, if fun could be had. And I would say a moderate to minimal amount of fun was had.
I think everyone felt at first like, oh man, I wish I could just go home.
Right.
But then by the end, we were really happy that we all went.
Yeah, and Omar was unable to attend his own birthday party, so we were able to get a UPS guy to come in and play the role of Omar, and you can see
that guy seemed way more funner than I would ever be.
Yeah, he was great. He was no lame-o. Yeah. So he stood there, and we gave him Omar's birthday cake and sang happy birthday to him, and that video is up on our Instagram right now at Klein Alley Show. So Omar, if he can't make it to show stuff, will be instantly replaced by the first person that walks by. And in this particular case, it was a lucky UPS driver.
Yeah. So but it was one of those situations where, like, the pool's just sitting there and everyone's going, do we get in the pool? Do we not get in the pool? Do we eat first? And then you brought out tons and tons of food.
All right.
What's that weird artichoke thing you were serving?
I wasn't serving that. That was a succulent that I put out because Vanessa likes succulents, but the thing died in the sun. I mean, I didn't think the succulents were supposed to die. Jake is so not used to going to anything social that I think he thought it was some sort of a food thing.
I like it.
Also, also Jake was the first to arrive. I mean, got there, you know, right on time. Which
right at noon.
No one does that.
Oof. Yeah. Jake was, I showed up at least 5 or 10 minutes late.
Yeah,
I
mean, circle the block a few times.
Yeah.
You know? We'll get into all that later this morning, but we are going to have a funner summer with you, and that is why we are announcing the Endless Summer Kegger. The details coming up in less than an hour, and then we will instantly start inviting you guys so that we can all hang out one more time before the summer officially comes to an end. That's later this morning and much more. All right, let's get into this now. People want Allie's money. We say good morning to Eric in Upland. Hey, Eric, how goes it?
Hey, how's it going?
Five questions here about things happening in the news. If you do better than Allie, she will pay you some money. Last week, she lost at least one time, and we hope that she pays you her money right now, so she's getting her bowl of slop and getting the hell out of the K-Rock studios right now, and your round will officially begin as soon as you hear this.
Allie knows the news.
Question number one. This hurricane that was freaking everyone out in Hawaii has now officially been downgraded to a tropical storm, but what is this storm slash hurricane's name?
Oh, I don't know.
Want to take a guess? Any name will do.
So Isaac.
ISIS? That is scary. All right, we go to question number two. Which land at Disneyland is about to get a major overhaul as announced at the big Disney conference, D23? Which land is going to get a major overhaul?
Fantasyland.
Fantasyland. We go to question number three. This MLB pitcher who had a surgery named after him has sadly died.
Tommy John.
Go to question number four right now. Spider-Man has officially been out for 3 weeks, and it has just officially globally crossed what number of tickets? I mean, this is how much money it's brought in 3 weeks globally. What is the number it has just passed?
$1 billion.
$1 billion. And finally, we go to question number five. Speaking of records, this stand-up comedian has just broken a Guinness World Record for the most tickets sold during a tour. That's over 2,016,000 tickets sold, and that includes 128 venues over the course of 16 months. Which comedian has now set a brand new Guinness record?
Dave Chappelle.
All right, bring Allie and we'll score it together. Once again, correct answers are all that matter here. No one's ever going to get a perfect score. That's ridiculous. But if you can just get one more than Allie, she will pay you some money. Ties go to the house. Question number one, Allie is back in the K-Rock studios. Mm. She's playing for two because she is pregnant. Yes. Question number one. By the way, I didn't think you looked that... You were in your bathing suit on Friday. You didn't look that pregnant at all.
Well, I definitely have.
I've seen you look so much worse in bathing suits when you were not even
this
pregnant.
This is true, yeah. I mean, compared to before I was pregnant, I look much bigger, but yes.
Question number one. This hurricane that was freaking everyone out in Hawaii has officially been downgraded to a tropical storm. What is this storm's name?
Lala.
Lala. That is the correct answer. How can you be scared of a Lala? And that is the right answer as Allie goes up 1-0.
Everything sounds fun in Hawaii, even if it's dangerous.
We go to question number two right now. Allie's up 1-0. Which land at Disneyland is about to get a major overhaul as announced at the D23? This land is going to be very different from what we've ever experienced before.
Yeah, I think everyone's been waiting for this for a long time, and that would be Tomorrowland?
She said Fantasyland, but the correct answer is the land that does feel the oldest, which is supposed to be the future, and that is Tomorrowland, which is ironically named because it does feel like it is straight out of the 1970s.
Yeah. I think they even had a tagline. They said, yesterday's tomorrow, today. And
right.
I was like, what?
Yeah, so Tomorrowland is the one that's going to get a major change. Is there anything even good in Tomorrow? I'm trying to remember what's even in Tomorrowland. Tomorrowland's got the...
They have that Star Wars ride that's kind of fun.
Space Mountain.
They have Space Mountain.
Yeah, but definitely in need of an overhaul.
I mean, all that other stuff, like that twirly rocket ship thing that can go.
Right, gone.
I mean, that was more like a direction for me. Like, oh, okay, that's Tomorrowland. I can see that.
We got a question number three. Allie is up 2-0 right now. This Major League Baseball pitcher who had a surgery named after him has died.
Yes, I don't know who he is. There was a famous elbow surgery that guy.
You don't know his name? You know the surgery's name? A lot of people get the surgery. They never played baseball a day in their life. Tom what?
Lala.
Tom Lala. You're going for Lala again. You're not going to get it twice. Tommy John.
Tom Sock?
Tom
Sock?
Yeah. No, no.
T-A-U-M? Tom?
No, no, wrong. You don't have to spell it. You're
His
wrong.
His name is
Tom. You know who got that right? Eric got that right.
Damn.
Tommy John. He's on the board. 2-1. We go to question number four. Spider-Man's been out now for 3 weeks, and it has just crossed what number globally of money it made?
I think that is a $2 billion.
She said $1 billion.
Oh, no, it passed that like the second week.
It is now officially north of $2 billion, which means people still love Spider-Man. And many people are arguing this is the best Spider-Man movie ever that's ever been made.
You know, I was arguing about what the worst Spider-Man was.
That was the one with Venom. Sucked.
The one with Andrew Garfield?
He was a terrible Spider-Man.
That's what I thought. And we just rewatched all those, and Katie's convinced that is the best Spider-Man movie ever made.
She's wrong. All right, we go to your next question. And it doesn't seem like it's going to turn around for you, Eric, but here we go. Let's give it to you anyway. No. This comedian has just broken a Guinness World Record for the most tickets sold on a tour. Over 2,016,000 tickets sold over the course of 16 months, going to 128 different venues. Which comedian now holds that record?
Would that be Nate Bargatze?
All right, he said Dave Chappelle, but the correct answer is Nate Bargatze. Sadly, you did not win any money, and you lost, and you brought shame upon your entire family. But outside of that, is there anything you'd like to admit, Eric?
Heidi knows the news.
Jesus.
He got the last dig on that one.
Sorry.
I love this guy. Give this guy the win. Oh, man, you put her in her place. Take that, you lesbian. You're listening to K-Rock,
so
friendly reminder. Why don't you watch us singing Happy Birthday to You in the clip that's just been put up at Klein Alley Show?
Yeah, I did see it.
Did you feel like you were... Did you see the cake, said your name and frosting and everything?
I did. Yeah. It's very nice of you. Yeah,
happy
Thank
birthday,
you.
Buddy.
Thank you.
What'd you end up doing for your birthday?
Just hanging with my fam. Oh. They took me out to eat.
Anywhere? Did you go to one of your favorite chains?
We ended up going to Red Robin, and it was not a great experience. Yeah.
You should have come back in because you come to the pool party we threw for you.
Yeah.
There was good food at that. Barbecue.
Yeah, barbecue. Wow. And
I mean, tendies are crazy.
The chicken tendies were good, yeah. Jake is like a termite. He will take advantage of everything that is offered. He's one of those guys, you know, like a lot of times we'll go to someone's house, they can get you a drink. Even if you're thirsty, you go, no, I'm okay. Most people, that's usually what I do. I'm all right. No, I'll be okay.
I hate that, though.
Jake will, everything he's offered, he will take.
I would rather a Jake as a host.
And even in the process of putting together the endless summer pool party, Forced Fun, of course, had to invite everyone over for the pool party. And I felt bad because I could tell Vanessa really wanted to get in the pool, but I think she didn't want to be in a bathing suit around us for whatever reason. So she just kind of sat there all bundled up with her feet in the pool.
With a smile on her face.
Smiling, and definitely, like, you'd see, like, she was jealous. And I thought once Allie decided that she was going to go in, even though she's all pregnant, that would have made Vanessa brave enough to also go in the pool. But
yeah, I told her, I'm going to get in my bikini, I'm going to come down, and I'm going to be wrapped in a wrap, and then as soon as I take it off, I'm getting in.
And before anyone thinks it's what Allie's saying is hot or sexy, she also wore a swim cap, which...
If we were going to do the swim contest, I needed my swim cap.
As my wife pointed out, I have not seen a swim cap in forever.
Yeah.
By the way, you left it in my house. It's still there.
Damn it. Okay, yeah. I need it.
So Allie put on a swim cap. Jake, who said...
I don't want to get my hair wet.
Jake, who said swimming is for kids and losers...
I said pools.
Pools are for losers, decided that he would take off his jean shorts and put on his swimming jean shorts, which are almost...
They were like camo. Yeah, it was funny. Just a swim short version of his regular shorts.
It was wild. I don't even know why he changed.
He printed out his shorts.
He took off his camouflage denim shorts and then put on a different pair of the exact same shorts to go swimming in. I don't know what he even did.
It's amazing.
So Jake did that, and he decided that he was going to take Allie up on the challenge. Did you bring those goggles yourself, Jake?
Yeah, of course I brought them.
We took this seriously.
Okay, so I didn't realize you had, for someone who doesn't go swimming a lot, it's funny that you have your own goggles.
I take them on my floating trip every year because I like to swim around like a fish.
Wait a minute, you take them to sit on a raft?
I don't sit on the tube the whole time. I get off the tube and I swim around, I dive down, I look at fish,
We had a theory that Jake couldn't swim and that's why he was making fun of people that go in pools. So we said it'd be funny if Jake swam against a pregnant woman and lost the race, and this is what happened.
Ready? Is he at the first step? Where is he at?
First step. Let me see. Where are you at?
Okay, come on over.
And Omar, I don't know if
this
you hear
is
that.
Fine's game music.
I don't know if you hear that music playing, but that is the international sign of a pool party. It's just loud thumping bass.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's how
I think,
you know.
I think it was down, 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 down. You're obsessed with that song,
down,
right?
Down, down, down.
You love that song. Loop, yeah, always. You think it's so cool.
Yeah, Klein was having an identity crisis with the music. At first, it was like, it was K-rock music, and we were like, hey, let's play something else. And then you started playing Bad Bunny because
well,
I think
wanted
you
Vanessa
thought
to feel comfortable.
And then you started playing your like Counting Crows crap, and then you started playing this.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Contestants ready.
Wait. What are we doing? Are we doing a 1, 2, 3, go?
Wait.
Do we need to? Do they
want to
do a practice lap just to see the course?
No. See the course.
I didn't want there. I knew the way that things always work with us is that there was going to be some sort of discrepancy at the end where we wouldn't have any sort of results because Jake would have said something that I didn't realize. You had to touch the wall with your hand or something. I just knew. So I said, let's just go through it one time so it's clean. Everyone knows what the race is. It's not a big pool.
Well, the course is there and back.
Right. It's there and back. And it's not like a lap pool. It's a smaller pool. It's a typical California pool that they can't. It's not deep and it's not big because they're not allowed to. You waste too much water.
Yeah. No, it takes you probably 10 seconds to get to the other side.
Right. So that's why I thought you guys would want to do a run through the course, but no, you didn't want to.
Why is your feet?
It's going to be 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, ready? Yeah. Contestants ready. Ready?
Touch the wall. Yeah, touch the wall.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1, go!
Oh
all right. Back.
Now, Allie was in it. Let me say something.
That's my girl.
Allie was in a commanding lead at the beginning. You got a great start on Jake, and I think Jake's heavy shorts weighed him down at the beginning. And
yeah,
you did touch the wall first because it was touch the wall and back. So you were off to a great start.
Yeah, but
and
he
I was
did
impressed.
This kind of crazy kickoff thing at the when
right,
he turned
against
around.
The wall.
That was
right.
Why.
Right.
He,
yeah!
Not early. Allie wins.
Oh, I got
wet. That's not the wall, that's
the hot tub. This is going, I got wet.
Oh, that's what she's saying? There was a discrepancy at the end because technically Allie went back to where she started from, which I thought was the race. Jake touched the wall of the
which
hot tub. Which
was
before
is not, the right. end, right.
So Jake, of course, gets all excited that he beat a pregnant one. Meanwhile, Jake was a D1 athlete in college.
Also, you tried to hold me back. You tried to grab my feet.
He did.
Yes!
I saw that too, but I didn't say nothing.
I tried to grab your feet?
Yes, you tried to grab my feet and hold me back.
What are you talking? Jake, that is such a ridiculous.
Johnny saw you.
You're playing footsie with Jake.
I got the footage, man.
Why,
I got it all on
why
camera.
Would I ever want to touch your feet in any way?
Because you wanted me to lose.
I was trying to keep you in your lane, dude.
There is no lane.
I wanted you to lose. Grab your feet. That's ridiculous.
That's exactly what you know it.
Okay.
Look at replay.
You racer. Camera's ready. Racer's ready.
So
you racer.
At the end of the thing, it became this issue where we were discussing whether or not. You know, we had to look at the footage. Allie admitted defeat. Jake barely, though. I mean, incredible that you came that close to losing to a pregnant woman.
But I think I was a faster swimmer. It was just Jake was able to push off at a crazy.
Right,
great.
And I do believe
that's what swimmers do.
I do believe that that had been like just a real lap in like an Olympic sized pool. I think Allie would have beaten you
if it was just straight swimming.
Yeah, I really think
so. Let's try one lap, like 150-meter straightaway.
Well, that's all we have for pools. We're tapped out.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
So we're probably not going to do this again.
I'm not getting in a swimsuit around you guys.
But we did decide that after that was we said if this doesn't if we don't hate each other at the end of this. Then we'll announce on Monday our big endless summer kegger so that we can get together with a bunch of listeners and have a more fun version of that.
Yeah, exactly. I think having that and having somebody else control the music is a great choice.
Yeah, so we're going to do all of that, and we'll give you those details coming up in about 15 minutes. So we have that to look forward to, plus your ADD news after this quick break on K-Rock.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation, and nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s, but most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats, especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Monday, there's nothing we can do about that. However, we can make it worth your while by getting you into the Just Like Heaven Festival, which is happening this month. It's all part of Jason, the greatest stretch of months of the year, July through November, and this is happening Saturday, August 22nd. That's almost here. So we get you into Brookside the Rose Bowl for the Strokes, LCD Sound System, and more. Tickets coming up later this morning. But right after your ADD news, we get you into our Endless Summer Kegger with those details coming up. But first, there's this.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD news.
Well, there's some really sad news that broke yesterday. The death of Hayden Panettiere. Pretty shocking when you feel like someone you kind of grew up watching is suddenly gone at 36 years old. So young.
She's very familiar, but what would I know her? I was not a fan of, I know she was in that show, Nashville. I never watched it.
You know what
show.
I had forgotten? I forgot she was the little girl in Remember the Titans. That little girl who's like, you gotta watch your left side, not the right side. And she's like telling him, like the coach, she's like helping the coach. And she, I remember that movie now. But now that I've seen some of the playback of like all the roles she played, I was like, oh my God, I forgot that was her. I mean, she must have been like 11 years old or something when that was happening, or maybe even younger. And then she was in Heroes, and then she was in Nashville. She was in Bring It On, All or Nothing. Did you see that one?
No. Was that the sequel to the original?
It was.
Oh, I like the original. I was a big fan of the original.
Might have been the sequel or the third movie. I can't quite remember how many.
It was the second one.
The second one, okay.
Of course, Vanessa knows.
Yeah, you know that.
Of course.
But these shows also seem like shows you would watch, Vanessa. Nashville and Heroes.
Actually, I've never seen those two.
But you know who, you still know, like, even if, like, I didn't watch either
Ice
of those
Princess
shows.
Movie.
Yeah, Ice Princess. Yeah.
Jesus.
But she started acting when she was a kid, and it was pretty hot and heavy right away. And then, it, you know, later on, I think she kind of chose her projects a little more carefully.
What's remarkable is how many different ways there are for people to pronounce her name, because in the announcement of the death, I heard everything from Hayden Panettiere to Hayden Panettiere to Panapadana to Panapadana.
That was Panettiere.
Well, I think you got it the right way, I believe. But there's just so many ways to pronounce that name, apparently.
Yeah, so it was a sad situation. She was found at her house in South Carolina. Apparently, there was a response to a cardiac arrest.
Oh.
They don't suspect foul play or anything like that, but the 911 dispatch apparently hinted at a possible overdose. But again, nothing's been confirmed. They're doing an autopsy. It would be incredibly sad if that's how she went out, especially with an 11-year-old daughter. But she had spoken before about her struggles with alcoholism and with postpartum depression, which can be really, really rough. Some people just aren't the same after they have kids. It screws up your hormones, and it messes with your mental health on a big level, and it's cool that she talked about it.
But correct me if I'm wrong, and I don't know if this is true or not. I thought I saw that she, even though she had an 11-year-old daughter, that she gave full custody away to the father.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She wanted nothing, and which is for a mom to do that.
Well, I think motherhood was very hard for her. There are some people that just realize they can't do it, or their own mental health can't handle it. And then she had a memoir that came out in May, and she also talked about the death of her younger brother who died in his 20s.
Oh.
And I don't know the details about what happened with that, but she opened up about it in her book. And the last time she was seen alive was when she was promoting her memoir. So I imagine a lot of people are probably going to be downloading and buying that and reading it and just learning more about her in general. A lot of Disney things were announced over the weekend, almost too many things. It's impossible to keep track of all of it, but in the movie world, they announced Frozen 3 and performed a new song with Kristen Bell and Idina Menzel from that movie. Coco 2, Incredibles 3, Lilo and Stitch 2, Zootopia 3, a new Ice Age movie, a live-action Tangled, Romeo and Michelle 2, and then a Bluey movie was announced, and they did kind of a teaser trailer for it. Of course, there's a lot of rabid Bluey fans, but it was like this weird 3D animation thing.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm not into that. Let's just keep it the way it was. One of the great things about Bluey is that it's just simple. And I don't need, like, a 3D version of Bluey. And then with Disneyland, they're going to redo Tomorrowland. That's getting a makeover. They haven't revealed too many details about that. But they're also going to be doing some updates at California Adventure. They're going to double the size of the Avengers campus. They're going to add two new attractions there. It's going to be an Avengers Infinity Defense ride and then something called Flight Lab. And a new Coco attraction is going to be there, too. They kind of announced that already, but they kind of revealed more details about
it. I'm not going to tell Disney how to do their job. They seem pretty good at it. But here's what I would like. When you announce something, like, I would like to have known it's been built quietly behind the scenes for 3 years.
And
then
ready.
When you announce, you're like, and by the way, it opens on Tuesday. Because now it's like they've got plans and they sometimes show you some renderings. But in my head, I go, what are we talking about here? 3 years, 4 years from
now?
Well,
I know the Avengers stuff, they said 2028, so that's 2 years. But I agree, the movie, all the announcements, it's like, here's what we're up to for the next 5 years.
Right.
I'm like, I'm not going to remember any of this. This is too much information. Can you breadcrumb me a little bit?
Yeah, but
now I know Incredibles 3 is coming out in 4 years or whatever. I'm going to forget about all that, and you kind of blew your load.
I got pretty sad because, you know, Frozen was like all when my daughters were young. That was their everything. And then Frozen 2, when that came out, they were still like real into it. And I told them, I was like, guess what? Girls, Frozen 3, they're like, we don't care, Daddy. Leave us alone.
No.
I was like, what happened? I was so excited to drop the news on them. And they were like,
what are they, K-pop demon
like,
hunters? What are they
like,
into?
Get out of here. We don't care about you. I was like, what?
Speaking of kids, it's hard to raise a child, and it's even harder to do that by yourself. Single parenting is incredibly difficult, but now in 2026, people are finding interesting workarounds, and instead of raising a kid with a romantic partner, they're choosing to raise it with a platonic partner. Platonic co-parenting is on the rise, and there are now special dating apps that are seeing a surge in users that are trying to find a person to just be friends with.
What
platonic coupling.
Hold on.
And then you raise the kid together.
This is not real.
Someone gets convinced to go help raise someone else's kid, and then they're like, hey, by the way, now the kid's sleeping, you want to bang? And they're like, no, we're just friends. But by the way, you have a pickup tomorrow after T-ball?
The app is called Madamily. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Madam Fool is what they should call it. That is ridiculous.
It's one of the leading platforms that is for matching potential platonic co-parents. And they say they've had
50,000 new users just in this year alone.
It's got a creep factor to it, man.
Right.
Just like random adults that want to be with children.
Yeah.
Oh, that don't have any of their own.
Right.
What the hell?
Yeah. I'm just a helpful guy.
Yeah.
I just want to carpool more. Hold on. Yeah, Allie, we have one of the users.
So many pops.
One of the users says that we are wrong. But go ahead, sir. Whatever you say.
He's the creator of the app.
All right. I believe it. That sounds about right.
I know in other countries they have protocols for this where you can just, you know, assign, hey, this is the person I'm co-parenting with. They're not romantic or not married. And then they're like, okay, here's your contract. It's a whole contract situation. Mm-hmm. You decide ahead of time who you're going to be parenting with.
We get into a brand new hour of the show right now and a major announcement that will save your summer.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber. And they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.